Chapter 76. This chapter relates how the demon Shalva acquired a huge, terrifying airship, and how Shalva used it to attack the Vrishnis in Dwaraka, and how Lord Pradyumna was taken from the battlefield during the fighting that ensued. Shalva was one of the kings who had been defeated at the time of Rukmini Devi's marriage. Having vowed that he would rid the earth of all the Yadavas, Shalva began worshipping Lord Shiva each day by eating only a palmful of dust. After a year had passed, Lord Shiva appeared before Shalva, asking him to choose a benediction. Shalva begged for a flying machine that could go anywhere and that would strike terror into the hearts of demigods, demons, and humans alike. Lord Shiva granted this request and had Maya Danava construct for Shalva an iron city that could fly named Salva. Shalva took this vehicle to Dwaraka, where he and his huge army laid siege to the city. From his airplane, Shalva bombarded Dwaraka with tree trunks, boulders, and other missiles, and Shalva produced a mighty whirlwind that obscured everything with dust. When Pradyumna, Satyaki, and the other Yadu heroes saw the plight of Dwaraka and her residents, they went out to do battle with Shalva's forces. The best of warriors, Pradyumna, destroyed with his divine weapons all of Shalva's illusory magic, and Pradyumna also bewildered Shalva himself. Thus, Shalva's airplane began wandering aimlessly on the earth, in the sky, and on the tops of mountains. But then, a follower of Shalva named Juman struck Pradyumna on the chest with his club, whereupon Pradyumna's chariot driver, thinking his master seriously injured, carried Pradyumna from the battlefield. But Pradyumna quickly regained consciousness and sharply criticized his driver for doing this. Chapter 77. This chapter describes how Lord Sri Krishna disposed of Shalva, the master of deception, and destroyed his airship, Salva. Having been removed from the battlefield, Pradyumna was extremely ashamed, and so he ordered his driver to take his chariot once again into the presence of Juman. As Pradyumna fought with Juman, other Yadu heroes like Gada, Satyaki, and Samba began to create havoc among Shalva's army. The battle continued in this way for 27 days and 27 nights. When Lord Krishna returned to Dwaraka, he found it under siege. At once, Krishna ordered Dwaraka to drive him onto the battlefield. Suddenly, Shalva noticed Krishna and threw his spear at Krishna's chariot driver. But Krishna shattered the weapon into hundreds of pieces, piercing Shalva and his Salva vehicle with numerous arrows. Shalva responded by shooting an arrow which struck Krishna's left arm. Amazingly, Krishna dropped his Sharanga bow that he was holding in his left hand. The demigods watching the battle cried out in alarm upon seeing the bow fall, while Shalva took the opportunity to insult Krishna. Lord Krishna then struck Shalva with his club, but the demon vomiting blood disappeared. A moment later, a man came before Lord Krishna, and after offering Krishna obeisances, introduced himself as a messenger from Mother Devaki. The man informed Krishna that his father, Vasudeva, had been kidnapped by Shalva. Upon hearing this, Lord Krishna seemed to lament like an ordinary man. Shalva then brought forward someone who looked just like his father, Vasudeva, and decapitated the man, taking the head with him into his Salva airship. But Lord Sri Krishna, however, could understand the magic tricks of Shalva. Thus Krishna pierced Shalva with a shower of arrows, striking the Salva vehicle with his club and demolishing it. Shalva then descended from his airplane, rushing towards Lord Krishna to attack. But Krishna took up his Sudarshana disc and severed Shalva's head from his body. With the killing of Shalva, the demigods in the sky played kettle drums in jubilation. The demon Dantavakra then took a vow to avenge the death of his friend Shalva. Chapter 78. This chapter relates how Lord Krishna killed Dantavakra and Vidurata, visited Vrindavan, and then returned to Dwaraka. It also describes how Lord Baladev killed the offensive Romaharshana Sutta. Intent upon avenging the death of his friend Shalva, Dantavakra appeared on the battlefield with club in hand. Lord Krishna took up his own club and came before Dantavakra, who then insulted Krishna with harsh words and struck Krishna a terrific blow on his head. Without budging in the slightest, Lord Krishna bludgeoned Dantavakra's chest, shattering his heart. Dantavakra had a brother named Vidurata, and he became very distraught upon the death of Dantavakra. Taking up his sword, Vidurata confronted Sri Krishna, but Krishna cut off Vidurata's head with his Sudarshana disc. Lord Krishna then visited Vrindavan for 2 months and finally returned to Dwaraka. When Lord Baladev heard that the Pandavas and Kauravas were about to go to war, in order to remain neutral, Baladev left Dwaraka on the pretext of going on pilgrimage. Baladev bathed in sacred places such as Prabhas, Tritakupa, and Vishala. And eventually, Balaram came to the holy Naimisharanya forest, where great sages were performing an extended fire sacrifice. While being worshipped by the assembled sages and offered a seat of honor, Balaram noticed that Romaharshana Sutta, sitting on the Vyasasan, had failed to stand up in respect to him. Greatly angered by this offense, Lord Balaram killed Romaharshan, touching him with the tip of a blade of kusha grass. The assembled sages were disturbed by what Lord Baladev had done, and so they said to Lord Balaram, "Our Lord, you have unknowingly killed a Brahmana, therefore, even though you are above the Vedic injunctions, we request you to set a perfect example for the general populace by atoning for this sin." Sri Baladev, following the Vedic maxim that one's son takes birth as one's own self, then granted to Romaharshana's son, who was known as Ugrasrava, the position of speaker of the Puranas, and in accordance with the sage's desires, Balaram promised Suta Goswami a long life with unfailing sensory capacity. Still wanting to do something more for the sages, Lord Baladev promised to kill a demon named Bolvala, who had been polluting their sacrificial arena. Finally, upon the advice of the sages, Balaram agreed to go on a year-long pilgrimage to all the holy places of India. Chapter 79. This chapter describes how Lord Baladev satisfied the Brahmins by killing Bolvala, how he bathed at various holy pilgrimage sites, and how Lord Balaram attempted to dissuade Bhimasena and Duryodhana from further fighting. At the sacrificial arena of the sages at Naimisharanya Forest, A harsh wind began to blow on the new moon day, spreading an obnoxious smell of pus and obscuring everything with dust. The demon Bovola then appeared with a trident in his hand, his massive body pitch black and his face most frightening. Lord Baladev caught the demon with his plow and then struck demon Bovola a ferocious blow on the head with his club, thus killing demon Bovola. The sages chanted Lord Baladev's glories and presented Balaram with lavish gifts. Then Lord Balaram began his pilgrimage, during which Balaram visited many holy tirthas. When Balaram heard news of the battle between the Kurus and the Pandavas, Baladev went to Kurukshetra in order to stop the duel between Bhima and Duryodhana. But Balaram could not dissuade them from fighting, so deep was their enmity. Understanding that the fight was the arrangement of destiny, Lord Baladev left the battlefield and returned to Dwaraka. Sometime later, Balaram again went to the Naimisharanya forest, where the sages performed a number of fire sacrifices on behalf of Baladev. Lord Balaram reciprocated by granting the sages transcendental knowledge and revealing to them his eternal identity. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.